Rollover, Bill. When I see deaf people signing into their smartphones, singing into their smartphones, I can't help thinking of Alexander Graham Bell, enemy of sign language, oralist, teacher of the deaf, and inventor of the telephone, the single greatest handicap to deaf people's pursuit of jobs and happiness for 150 years. I imagine him rolling over with Beethoven, whose own deafness was variously attributed to syphilis, lead poisoning, typhus, his habit of immersing his head in cold water to stay awake while composing. Roll over, Beethoven, and tell Tchaikovsky the news. The deaf are singing into their cell phones, signing into their cell phones. Signing is the most beautiful singing the world has ever seen, I whisper to Bell, who doesn't see it. Though he can't stop staring, he grabs a fistful of his own beard, as if to pinch himself awake from this impossible dream he never dreamt because of a failure of his imagination. Watson, come here, I want you to see this. The dream that any deaf Tom, Dick, or Harry, or John, Paul, George, or Ringo, or Ludwig, with two thumbs could punch in a number and see the most beautiful singing the world has ever seen and understand what it means. That dream is coming true.